For those listening who maybe haven't heard of the Razorback Greenway before, can you tell me a little bit about what it is?
Well, the Razorback Greenway is a 36-mile trail that's going to connect Lake Bella Vista to South Fayetteville. It's going to go by about 23 schools. It's going to be within a half mile of about 40,000 people in terms of population, about 20,000, about 40,000 workers. So there's an opportunity to connect. People could theoretically live within half mile of the trail and work within half mile of the trail. So this is going to be an opportunity for kids to get to school, for people to get to work, or a lot of the cities that already have trail on the ground, just people recreate in just tremendous numbers. So what we're doing today is a groundbreaking for a portion of that 36-mile trail, 16 miles of which is funded by Tiger II federal funds with some local match money from the Walton Family Foundation. So that's what this is about today, is having our first groundbreaking for the regional trail system.
Now, we've heard a lot about trails being put together in Fayetteville, but we're here in Rogers near the Pinnacle Hills Promenade by 540 here. What about the in-between portion? I mean, there's a town between here and Fayetteville. Have we done anything with Springdale yet?
Yes, this trail goes through, it connects to the trails in Bentonville, comes through Rogers, and obviously your listeners can't see this, but we're standing on a part of the finish trail and looking at some freshly moved dirt that will be part of a connecting trail that continues south and goes through Lowell and through all of Springdale and connects with the Fayetteville Trail system. So that's the idea, is to connect the pieces of a lot of trail segments that are already on the ground, but to go through all these six major cities.
And you mentioned this is 36, when it's done, it's going to be 36 miles long. When you have a project of this magnitude, how do you even start? I know this has been years in the making, but...
Well, that's a great question, because one of the great points of this system is it required a lot of regional cooperation. So the six cities, the planners of the six cities started getting together several years ago and trying to map out how could we connect the trail systems of the cities and but make a regional system out of it. So many, many meetings with the city planners of all the affected cities and a lot of cooperation and agreement on the route, which there were all these alternatives you look at, you know, planners looking at maps and lines on the map. So this route was the selected route. And then the federal funding was applied for, which fortunately we got. Back when we first started this, we thought this might be done in 5 to 10 years. Just, you know, build it as we can. But with the federal assistance, we're going to get this done in about 2 years.
So how are you feeling about it? I mean...
How are we feeling about it? We're really excited. It's a big shot in the arm with, you know, the $15 million in federal funds and Walton Family Foundation's matching 20% of that, which is $3.75 million. So that goes a long way when you're building trail. You know, that may not build a lot of interstate highway, but it builds a lot of trail.
So what are going to be some of the benefits of having this trail system?
Well, I was telling somebody today, when I was a kid, I'll give away my age a little bit, back in the 50s, hordes of kids rode their bicycles to schools. And it was considered, no one even thought about it being unsafe. There just weren't problems. There weren't a lot of, you know, conflicts with cars. But now with more people, more cars, and not that there's anything wrong with that, but we've kind of shoved bicycle safety and pedestrian safety kind of into a you know, back burner for a while. But the cities of this area have done a great job in the last 10 to 15 years in improving their infrastructure of sidewalk and bike and ped paths. So this just creates an opportunity for a safer way for kids to get to school, people to get to work. And when you see these trail systems on the ground, a lot of people just get out and recreate. In Rogers and Bentonville and Fayetteville, where they have trail on the ground, hundreds of people a day. Sometimes, in fact, crowding on the trail is a problem. you know, with just not enough lanes for bikes and pedestrians.
Well, it's good that people are using it.
Yes, it is. Yeah, that's a good problem to have.
Now, I understand we're just starting this phase today, but once this phase is completed, what comes next?
Well, this phase should be finished. The construction should be finished by the end of this year. And then we have the plans and specifications for the rest of the trail segments all the way down to Fayetteville. And Fayetteville has, like I say, a lot of their trail already on the ground. They still don't need a piece in the south part of Fayetteville. They call that the Frisco Trail. But after this, we just go to bid with the remaining trail segments, and the plan is to have it all completed by the end of 2013.
Ambitious plan, but best of luck.
That is an ambitious plan, but we think we can do it.
All right. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.